I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre Anglais avec Lac 2, Learn English with News. It's Sunday the 10th of March and today's news story is about over-tourism in a Japanese city and the problems that they are facing. But before I tell you all about that, let's have a look at the keywords from today's news story. Lots of great words for you to learn today. So if you want to get yourself a piece of paper and a pen, now is the time to do that. Listen very carefully for the following words. See if you can understand them based on the context. And then at the end, we will come back to them all to look at what they mean and how I use them. We start with three verbs. To cope, C-O-P-E, cope. To resort, R-E-S-O-R-T, to resort, and to tackle, T-A-C-K-L-E, tackle. Okay, next we have a noun, alleyway. What is an alleyway? And then another noun, fine, F-I-N-E. What is a fine? Next, an adjective, hefty, H-E-F-T-Y, hefty. And then we have a noun, glimpse, G-L-I-M-P-S-E, glimpse. Next, a verb, urge, U-R-G-E, urge. And then a noun, theme park, that's two words, but what is a theme park? Park, maybe you saw that in the title. And finally, another noun, day tripper. That's one word, day tripper. Okay, those are the key words. We'll come back to them all at the end. And here is today's news story. During the height of the pandemic, we saw how difficult it is for the tourism industry to cope without people. But there's also a problem with having too many tourists, as the Japanese city of Kyoto has learnt. In fact, they have had to resort to banning tourists from certain parts of the geisha district to tackle bad visitor behaviour. The geisha district of Gion is famous for its picturesque alleyways, but over-tourism has led to overcrowding in these narrow streets. Therefore, the city has announced that it is closing off some private property alleys. Signs will be put up in April in both Japanese and English, warning people against passing through, with a fine of 10,000 yen for anyone that does. That's a hefty 62 euros. The ban covers only a few streets in Gion, but aims to reduce the flow of pedestrians through the city and the occurrence of bad tourist behaviour. Visitors hoping to catch a glimpse and a photo of geisha and maiko entertainers often ignore requests to keep their distance and avoid touching the expensive traditional kimonos. In December, a council of Gion residents urged the city's government to take action, declaring that the neighbourhood is not a theme park. Other tourist hotspots around the world have implemented similar rules and restrictions to limit overcrowding and the number of visitors. Las Vegas is fining people that stop on pedestrian bridges, while Venice is charging day trippers during the peak season. And that's today's news story. Okay, so we can see how difficult it is for these touristic destinations to find a good balance between not having enough and having too many tourists. But let's take a look at the words that I gave you at the start. The first was cope. So we saw how difficult it is for the tourism industry to cope without people. So to cope means to manage with a difficult situation. Next, resort. They have had to resort to banning tourists from certain parts of the geisha district. So to resort to something, this is to turn to an unwanted course of action. So they don't really want to do it, but they have to. And this is to tackle bad visitor behavior. To tackle means to make efforts to deal with a problem. Next, alleyway. So the geisha district of Gion is famous for its picturesque alleyways. So an alleyway is a narrow passage. Next, fine. So there is a fine of 10,000 yen for anyone that passes through these alleyways. So a fine is a financial penalty. That's a hefty 62 euros. Hefty, when we speak about a number or an amount of something, means very large. So a very large amount. Next, glimpse. Visitors hoping to catch a glimpse and a photo of a geisha, maiko, entertainers. So a glimpse is a quick look. Next, urge. A council of Gion resident urged the city's government to take action. To urge is to strongly encourage or recommend. Next, theme park. They declared that the neighborhood is not a theme park. This is a park of attractions, a park with lots of different attractions. And finally, day tripper. Venice is charging day trippers during the peak season. A day tripper is a person that makes a trip, but just for the day, so not overnight. Okay, those are the keywords. Hopefully, they are clear. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it interesting. You can find the full transcript of today's episode and a comprehension quiz over on the fan club page. Go to patreon.com/learnenglishwithben if you're interested in joining. I've left the link in the description of this episode, and I'll be back with another news story tomorrow.